question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Here and I are back and ready to go. It's our B-Block, and time for us to get to the next installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series. Before we welcome back Steve Wise, the CEO of Marriott Vacations Worldwide, a quick word about a loyal show sponsor, Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Yes, well, the circumstances involving the pandemic this year have made it crystal clear that you really just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. If you are planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or your well-being at risk. Do what we do. We recommend purchasing your travel insurance from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
You know, there are different types of coverages to protect your specific needs, but whatever level or type that you choose for your travels, get protection from TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Marriott Vacations Worldwide is a leading global vacation ownership company offering a really diverse portfolio of brands familiar to many travelers, including Marriott Vacation Club, the Sheraton Vacation Club, Westin Vacation Club, I'm sure you've all heard these names, the Ritz-Carlton Destination Club, St. Regis Residence Club, and more. We're going to get right to the show hotline to maximize our time and welcome back their CEO, Steve Wise, for today's exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Steve, nice to have you back on again with Mary and me. We hope you, your family, and the team at Marriott Vacations Worldwide are doing well.
Well, we're certainly doing our best. Unusual times we find ourselves in, but as in all things, you play the hand you're dealt and you find a way to move forward. But it's great to be back with you. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah,
well, nice to have you here.
And
exactly, as Mary just said. So, listen, you know, we know you have a busy schedule and you've grown a lot since we last spoke. We certainly have a busy schedule, pumping out 520 show segments each year and traveling frequently when the coronavirus isn't hampering things. And we've also grown a lot since we last spoke. But I looked just before we connected with you on the show hotline. It's been 29 months since we last had you on the show with us. Way too long. I'm sure you'd agree, Steve.
Well, that's true, although I will tell you, the past 6 months have seemed like an eternity.
That's true. We're like in, what do they say, dog years or whatever I feel like we're in or something like that, right? But listen, we'll get into this. You know, I was talking with someone earlier this week, and I mentioned that your business, frankly, is one that I would think should be doing relatively well, and again, key relatively in the times we're in during the coronavirus pandemic.
Sure.
You know, since you offer people residence accommodations with kitchens and more, so the world of travel is certainly having its challenges. We all know that. Since here we are at August 15th, what can you share with us about your operations, how you're doing overall this year, especially during the summer months?
Sure. Well, let me back up just a bit. The end of March, when the pandemic was really starting to rear its ugly head and make in significant fashion, we closed all of our sales centers and we resorts, for the most part, where they were able to be open because of government and local regulations. We kept them open, but occupancy levels were very, very low.
Sure.
Because people knew that when they got there, the experience they were going to be able to have was not going to be a traditional experience that we saw. However, as we got into late May, early June, we started to see fairly meaningful recovery starting on Memorial Day, and principally in our drive markets. Here in the United States, you know, to the point where now, you know, we're running in the, you know, call it mid-70s, low 80% occupancies in many of those locations.
That's great.
And that, to me, is just evidence of the resilience of kind of the vacation ownership product in general, because, as you said, people appreciate the fact that the units are larger. You can cook, so you don't have to go out to a restaurant if you don't want to. And the whole concept of social distancing is something that's easier to accommodate there than it is in a hotel room.
Absolutely.
So we feel relatively fortunate about all that. It's not, I mean, quite frankly, our system last year ran an occupancy of 91% for the year. So we're not at that level, but we're clawing our way back. And We feel encouraged.
Well, it's encouraging what you're sharing with us, for sure, because, you know, some industries we talk to, I mean, they're having quite the opposite now going on.
It's so good to hear. A little good news moving in a bit of a forward direction. Steve, I believe when we spoke with you back in March of 2018, you had three distinct brands at the time, just so for our listeners' purpose can hear. It was Marriott Vacation Clubs, Ritz-Carlton Destination Club, and the Grand Residences by Marriott. That certainly changed later in 2018 with the acquiring of ILG, and now you've got Sheraton and Westin Vacation Club, St. Regis Residence Club, some other big names I'm sure
Even
people
Hyatt
are familiar
Residence
with.
Club, right.
Yeah, another big one, and multiple.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, and hi. I was going to make sure you included hi.
Yes, absolutely. A big one for people and quite a well-known name. And multiple third-party management brands and exchanges. So certainly well-diversified. I'm curious, is there a bright spot anywhere in the group currently, such as maybe with the luxury brands? And what's working well at your properties in attracting travelers right now?
Yeah, it's the traditional kind of core timeshare brands that are really resonating at this point in time. It's the Marriott and the Sheraton and the Westin brands in particular. Hyatt, because of relatively limited distribution, there's only 16 of them, a little less so, but we're seeing green shoots show up across there. Not quite as much at the kind of the luxury end, because those are fractional products and they have a different kind of short-term profile.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I think when you take a look right now out there, I mean, all of us would agree the summer has been a mixed bag in travel. We were just talking about that a little earlier. It's clearly not been what the industry has grown accustomed to in experiencing for sure. I'm curious now as we move into fall, and we're going to hit that lull before the holidays. I mean, many people like it. We always talk about it because it's that secret time of year, if you will, the off-peak time to get out there and travel. We used to love doing it when our kids were younger. Now Mary and I had a lot of plans to do it. Unfortunately, it's a little challenge. But since business travel will likely remain mostly offline, are you and your team working on anything creative right now to attract people to your locations and keep operations going?
Here's a couple of things to kind of just put it in focus. Right now, if I look at the remainder of the year, our room nights on the books are about 90% of where we were at the same time last year.
Great.
Which is very encouraging. And again, you know, we ran a very high occupancy level kind of year round last year. The other thing that's kind of an interesting anomaly. I was recently on Hilton Head. And we're seeing that what typically would be kind of a valley period of, you know, September or early October on Hilton Head, their demand is very high. And you start to peel the onion there and you find out that because they're in some locations, they're obviously schools are doing, you know, distant learning versus face-to-face learning and everything else. I think lots of families are realizing that, well, my child doesn't have to be here to go to school, so, and they can learn on their computer whether they're staying in one of our villas or whether they're staying at home. So I think that's one of the dynamics that we hadn't anticipated, to be honest with you. But we think that's, again, if you look for kind of the silver lining in some of these dark clouds, I guess that's part of it.
Okay, Steve, before we run out of time, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your loyalty program. We're big on loyalty programs. Your points-based program was launched about 10 years ago. What we've liked is it allows for lodging, cruises, exchanging points, and more, which is big. As you've grown and added brands, has anything changed?
Well, a couple of pieces to that. There, obviously, with all of the Marriott brands that we acquired through ILG, which was Westin and Sheraton and St. Regis, they're all part of the Bonvoy loyalty program, so that's an adjunct to that. Mm. Obviously, with the Hyatt acquisition, they're part of the Hyatt program, which is good. As far as the points-based program, which is called, we call our Destination Club, what we've done is we've started to weave these things into there. Now, there will be let's call it a Chinese wall that exists between the Marriott brands and the Hyatt brands for obvious reasons.
Sure.
So that you can't do a lot of crossover there, but we're making additional vacation opportunities and experiences available to the folks in the acquired brands that we had with our others, and we're continuing to grow those experiences across the portfolio.
Am I correct if I have my numbers right? I just am looking at something here. 21,000 vacation villas and accommodations now available to travelers?
That's correct. In 63 destinations and 111 resorts.
Yeah, so a lot of opportunity there for folks. And we didn't have time to get into this, but I know all the big hotel companies out there, they certainly have, you know, partnered, whether it's been with cleaning and sanitizing companies. And I know you just launched your next level of clean protocols, and folks, you can actually check that out as well. Steve, listen, those 9 minutes went fast. I am glad that we were able to connect today. We're going to make sure that another 29 months don't go by.
And
when things calm down, maybe we just plan to all do this in person at one of your properties, okay? Stay safe.
Well, I would look forward to that.
Well, thank you very much.
So would we,
exactly.
Take care,
Have a great
Steve.
Weekend, Steve.
All right, you all take care.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Thanks again. Take care, bye.
Take care.
All right. Steve Wise, Marriott Vacations Worldwide. Very encouraging what they're experiencing right now.
Well, I think it is a, if you're going to go back to travel, that's a nice way to go back to travel.
Yeah, and they have 21,000 vacation
villas and accommodations. Lots of choices there for you.
Yep. Folks, right now, as we pause for a quick break, please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Do it all at RM World Travel. Two segments of the show are complete today, which means we still have 8 more to go. And we're going to get right to it after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.